This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatment to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% on select styles. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season! My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Woman Crush Wednesday on Vinny and Haney. Get your song request to Noel McGraw on the other side, 410-583-1057. Also the same number if you want to join us. And Kobe got off to a rough start to the spring where he had one hit in 23 at-bats, but finished 8 for 42 with three doubles, had two walks, 13 strikeouts. And this quote we have, this courtesy of Andy Koska, Kobe Mayo saying this after getting the news that he was getting sent to minor league camp. Mayo, it definitely is difficult. It obviously sucks because you feel like you've proven everything you've needed to. Sometimes it doesn't feel like it's quite enough. Obviously, you go back there, and if you have success, it's, oh, he's supposed to have success because he's already proven it. And if he doesn't have success, it's, oh, well, obviously he's fallen off. It's kind of a lose-lose going back to Norfolk.
I would tend to agree with him. You know, what does he gain from going back? But the thing is the media's been talking about it every day since it started. You know, so where has he been where he thought that, you know, he never had a chance, no. Ever had a chance. He's like boxed in. So, you know, why are you complaining to the media now when this was what was everybody expected? And like you said, Tim, he didn't have a great start, but he finished stronger. And, you know, what's he going to do? Instead of what I would tell, you know, instead of bitching and complaining, you know, go talk to Hyder or go, you know, or you have an agent for a reason. Your agent, let your agent go be the bad guy, because all of a sudden then you look like, you know, a whining, complaining kid. That instead of the best athletes, you know, you go through some adversity. How do you respond to that adversity? And the way he's responded to the adversity, you know, is not the best. You respond by your performance on the field. You make it so they can't cut you. That's your job. You know, right now, you know, like at the start, all right, you're going to have a tough time making it, but show us that you should stay on this team. And you know that, and everybody talked about the same thing about his defense. All right, so, you know, because like we talked last year, like Jackson Holliday, all right, he played shitty, or crap, he played crappy on defense. You know, played crappy on defense, but what did he do? He worked all offseason on that, and he's a different guy. So, all right, Kobe, you know, what did you need to work on? Then improve that stuff so they can't cut you.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's one of those things where I understand his frustration. You probably shouldn't say it out loud.
Oh, is, no doubt.
Is what, I understand those thoughts, and he's played 151 games at the AAA level, and Matt Weirich, who covers the O's for the Baltimore Sun, I thought he had an interesting tweet basically outlining how many games the young core played before getting their extended run in the majors. Only Jordan Westberg has played more games at the AAA level, talking about that young core, than Mayo. He played 161, Heston played 132, Colton Cowser 114, and then Jackson Holliday, Gunnar Henderson, Adley Rutschman. Those are all top prospects, and Mayo is one of them, but Holliday played 91, Henderson 65, Rutschman 55, and Mayo's numbers are great when you look at the batting, where a 919 OPS, but it's about the defense, like you're saying. I'm not convinced that this guy's a third baseman. I am not, and that's why I'd like to see them lean more into first base, Nolan.
Well, that's the thing, you know, I don't want to get on him too much, because it's frustration in the heat of the moment.
Absolutely.
It's his career, you know, we're just sitting here talking about it. But the funny part of it is that, you know, yes, on paper entering spring training, it was a long shot for him to make it. But as soon as Gunnar Henderson went down, now the door is open. If you could be a capable third baseman, there was an actual opportunity for him to make it. Ramon Arias has some favorability because he has versatility and he's been here a while. You know, now Jorge Mateo's back in the mix. That's a part of the equation. But for a moment in time there, if he was a capable defensive player, I think there was a legit chance for him to make his case, and he just couldn't do it.
And I think now the question is, when will that happen? Because how this roster is currently constructed, and let's just say Gunnar's healthy at or around opening day, that's why I was kind of curious to see Ryan Mountcastle, Ryan O'Hearn, Heston Kerstad, Kobe Mayo. I was kind of saying all offseason that I would be a little surprised if all four of those guys were still here come opening day, because all of those guys are limited position-wise, mm-hmm. but they all have good bats. That's what they're known for. And it's tough to near impossible to have all four of those guys on your 26-man roster at the same time.
Where is Mayo capable of playing? Now, you know, and, all right, so you say he's not a great, why is he, is it athleticism? What is it that he is not good enough defensively?
Well, what he's known for that he does grade highly on the 80-20 scale is he's got a fantastic arm, but, you know, a little bit of a bigger body and the lateral quick, a hot corner at the third base, so it's facing a lot there. I just see him as more of a first baseman, and I too young to
hands?
Just DH.
Has he got good hands and
but,
stuff?
But it's still, he's still new to the first base position, where last year, Vinny, he only played 23 games at Norfolk at first base, where I think they just need to focus more on that for him.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Truck's up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.